bezmano. It's next to possible to say you're not allowed to make a milu shloim bezmano.
Let's say somebody was born on a Tuesday, and it came the eighth day, and he was sick, so he couldn't make the bris bezmano. Now the next week comes Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make a bris shloim bezmano on Yom Tov, even though really in Torah I should say it's mutter, because making a bris is again a mitzvah saseh. What's wrong to do it on Yom Tov? There's a loisa saseh involved, not to do malacha. I should say yes, there's a loisa saseh. Still we say no, that's the Gzeiras HaKosev. Hu levadoi, only things that you need for Yom Tov are you allowed to do on Yom Tov. Mashenke, to make the bris milah, you don't have to do it today. It's not a bris bezman, it's not the eighth day today. It's already after the eighth day. So just like you do it today, you can do it tomorrow. So since it's not something that has to be done today, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, from here we learn out for sure, meat that became nicer. There's no mitzvah badafka to burn it today. True, there's a mitzvah sase to do it. But if you do it tomorrow, it's the exact same mitzvah sase. So the svarah to say, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. As when do we say allowed to do these mitzvahs? Only something that you're supposed to do today. Mashenka, the mitzvah you could do tomorrow, you would not say yes or they're going to say. Gabi Sreifas Tzul Gashi Kochim Nami Kimila Stoidas Mano the Yeshla Shuya Dami. You could wait till tomorrow, burn it tomorrow. Therefore, you learn out from this Pasuk, you're not allowed to burn Kochim on Yom Tov. And Rav Ashi says, Oma, the Pasuk says, Shabbosoin, there's an Indian to rest on Yom Tov. So we dashin, Shabbosoin the Yom Tov Esayu. You should know there's a mitzvah essay to rest on Yom Tov. The Melom, V'yeinessa Doicha Loisa Sei V'yessay. Anytime you do a malachar on Yom Tov, it's not only called your over Loisa Sei, it's called your over in Yisra Sei also. By doing a malachar, that's called you do not rest. So you're being over in Yisra Sei. So if you want to burn this Kachim on Yom Tov, by burning, doing the malacha of Avara, you're doing two Yisurim. You're over a lav for doing the malacha burning, and you're over the Yisur Asay for not resting. So that's the klal we have always. Esay is doichal oisasay, but ain't esay doichal oisasay be esay. Because there's another Yisur Asay involved, then we always say, Mayu mahay esay mehay esay. Who says the esay of burning it is more important than the esay to rest on Yom Tov? So you have a doubt which one to do. We say, Shevi Atati, don't do anything. That's why the Mishnah said you're not allowed to burn the Kachim on Yom Tov. Because burning is a Leis Asay and an Isser Asay, and you can't be doicha that with Stam and Esay. So the Mishnah. Kol ha-nechal b'shor ha-godol. If you have a big animal, any type of meat that's edible there, then yoichal b'gdi harach. There's a mitzvah Esay, Korban Pesach, to eat that meat on a nice, young goat. So the Chiddush is that, of course, when you have a young goat, sometimes a lot of the meat is edible right now. Mashenke, when the goat grows older and becomes older, that meat will become too hard. It won't be edible. So the Kiddush is, right now there's no mitzvah to eat it. Anything that later on it's going to get hard, even though now it's soft, there's no mitzvah to eat that meat. There's only a mitzvah to eat the meat that even when the animal will get older, it will still be edible. So Rashi, kol anecho b'shor agodom, shekvar huksha kol ma shosel lakshas boy. Any part of the meat that's going to get hard, already got hard. So any part of the meat that you can eat from an older animal is the mitzvah by Korban Pesach, yoichal b'gdi arach, royal l'achilu b'pesach. That's the mitzvah to eat it now by this Korban Pesach. Ben shmeini yomim. Even though a Korban Pesach could only be, if you want, only 8 days old. And mela, most of the meat is still soft edible there. Avo ma sheinecha b'shor agodol. But something by an older animal, you don't eat it, einim nemalo b'pesach. You're not allowed to include yourself to eat it. You're not mekayem the mitzvah to eat it by this young animal. Afal pi shach shav rachu. Even though right now it's nice soft meat, but still, osir lahakshas b'soifon. Since eventually when it grows older the meat, it won't be edible anymore, that's not called meat, that's roi to mekayem the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. So the Mishnah says, v'roshe kunafayim v'yaschusim. So it doesn't say exactly what the din of these things are. Rashi says it means Kurin Tiburis, Sheberosh Gafa Katif. On the top of the shoulder, this type of meat here. Vyasosichim Shara Sokit Sheboy. Going to Nuch Oizen, the part of the ear. Vyasosichim Achoza from the breast. Vyatsloye Saktanois, the smaller ribs. Shebesaifa Shedra, the bottom of the Shedra. In other words, these type of meats are type of meats that when the animal is young, it's soft, and when it gets older, it gets harder. So the Mishnah doesn't say clearly what the din of these cases are. You can learn it means to say these are the borderlines, that these things, even though they get harder later, they're still edible.
These things you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Right, we'll see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means to say. So just says the rosh hakanafayim, the top part of the sockets of the sides, and the other parts vaschusim. That's a soft type of meat around the ear or around the breasts or around the ribs. Those things have a certain halacha. We'll see in the Gemara. But Rabba Rami, Rabbi Yisrael Spira Kasha, Tanan, it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Kol Anecha B'Sher Agodl, anything that's edible by an older animal, Yoichel B'Gdi Yarach, that meat you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah by a young animal. V'Shein Anechol, but something that's not edible when it gets older, is like, even though now when the animal is nice and young and soft, you could eat it, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Sa'ava Kasha, Ein Maseifam, what does the end of the Mishnah say? It says, Rosh HaKenafayim, the top part of the shoulder bone, the Aschusim, or else this type of the meat that go around the breast or around the ribs, that these things, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The question is, so he's learning that the Mishnah says these meats, you could also be Mekayim the Mitzvah. If you eat it by a young animal, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. The question is, Vahani, Loi Mestakta Bishra Godol. These things, the top socket of the shoulder bone, it's not edible by an older animal. So why does the Mishnah say these things you are Yaitzah? The Chur's not edible. Chur's a Stira. Elo Zakter Tanoi Enechnami. The Mishnah means it's a Machleket Tanoim. Vachi Ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah. Kol HaNecho B'Sher HaGodl. Any type of meat that's edible when the animal is older is Yoichel B'Gdi Yarach. You're allowed to eat it when the animal is young and you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. V'Shein HaNecho Loi. Any meat though that's older, you can't eat it. Now when it's young, even though it's edible right now, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Yeshurim, this is what you have to hear to our Mishnah. And some say, Af Rosh HaKenafayim V'Yaschusim. Some say no, that even the head, the top part of his bone, and the top part of the ears or the ribs, even though right now, by older animal, it's too hard, still by younger one, you could be Yotze. So Rosh says, V'Yeshurim Af, means Hoyelu B'Sher Agodu Gufein, Mis'achli B'Shlika Bishul Yotze. Then some say no, V'Yeshurim, even this thing also could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Why? Because since by an older Asher, true, it's hard to eat it, but if you cook it up a lot, Peshlika means Bisha, you cook it up a lot, it becomes edible. So something you cook up a lot, you could make it edible by an older animal, now when it's young, you can be eaten the way it is right now. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. Rav says, no, Mahen Ketoni, there's no steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explaining what does it say before, the Trash Rocket come on. The Mishnah means this, that anything that's edible by an older animal, even though you can't eat it only roasting it, you could only eat it if you cook it up a lot and a lot, still you're allowed to eat it by a shor harach, even though there you just have to make tzli, just roast it. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Any ton of meat, any part of the meat from an older animal that you could eat, bishalko, that true, you have to cook it up a lot. If you roast it, you won't be able to eat it, it's too hard. But if you cook it up a lot, it is edible. Yoichel b'gdi yarach b'tli. By the young korban pesach, you're even allowed to eat that meat just roasting it. Even though if it comes harder, you won't be able to eat it roasting. But since it's edible at some point by cooking it a lot, now you can eat it b'tli also. Umahein, what are these cases, these examples, that by an older animal you have to cook it very hard? Still, since it's edible at that way, you can eat it now when a young one, normal, roasting it. These are the cases, Rosh HaKenafayim, the top part of the socket of the bone, and the Asusim, the parts around the rib, around the breast. So, of course, he's learning there's no steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is also explaining itself. Tanya Kavosa the Rav. I bring your riot to Rav, there's no steer in the Mishnah. It's just explaining itself. Kol HaNecha B'Sher HaGodol, Bishalka. Any type of meat that you could eat, an older meat, an older animal, that you have to cook it hard, you're allowed to eat that meat by a young animal, even just roasting it. Umahein, what are these examples? What are the cases? Rosh HaKenafayim, the top part of the meat around the top socket of the jawbone, v'yach schusim, and what in the fats or the meats around the breast, around the ribs, v'gidim marakim. Now what about soft veins, nidonim kibosar? Soft veins are like regular bosa that you're allowed to eat. You could be mekayim the mitzvah by soft bones, by soft veins. Gemara itma. We learned like this, the Gemara in Chulin. Gidim, what about the veins? She'esayfen lahakshis. Eventually they're going to become very hard. But right now they're soft. What do these veins have? Rashi, gidim tsev nakshis, gidei tsavr. Talking about the veins in the neck. Uvigdiu tle, hein rakin. By the young animals, they're very soft. Avlim hoya maskin, when the animal will get older, seifim liyas koshim. At the end, those veins will be very hard. What's the locha right now? Is this vein edible or not? Could you be mekayim eating these veins of a korban pesach and mekayim the mitzvah or not? So machlokes. Rabbi Yechonon nama nivnim aleim a pesach. Since right now it's edible, you could be mekayim the mitzvah, you could be nivnim over a korban pesach. Resh Lakish shamar ain nivnim. Resh Lakish says, no, you can't be nivnim. Ain nivnim aleim a pesach. Rabbi Yechonon nama nivnim aleim a pesach. Rabbi says you could do it. Why? Bosa hashreslin. We go bosa right now. Right now these veins are soft, they're edible. It's called meat. There's a mitzvah to eat it. If you eat it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Resh Lakish shamar ain nivnim aleim. No. Why? Bosa soifer aslinin. Go bosa at the end. Even though right now they're edible, but since eventually when the animal gets older, these veins in the neck become very hard. They won't be edible then. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah right now. Eisfer Resh Lakish Rav Yechonon. So Resh Lakish yes the kashya Rav Yechonon. Our Mishnah says, kol anecho bosa ragodom. Yechol begdi arach. Any type of meat that's edible by the older animal, you can eat when it's young. Umahin, what are these cases? Rosh Yikrafayim Yasuchsim. Only these types, the top part of the socket of the jaw there, of the bone, and the top part of the ribs, that's edible. Mashenkin, Haniyin, it's mashm only these things, that even when they get older, it's still edible like they shlikam. If you cook it up a lot, you can still eat it. Therefore, it's called edible. Mashmavogidim, Mashenkin, the veins in the neck, Shesayfim Lahakshais, that those things will become so hard that when the animal becomes old, you won't eat it at all. Like, mashmi can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Says the kash on Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, look at the vein right now. Since right now the vein is soft, it's edible right now, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Correct, Resh Lakish, it's a theory to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, no. Anything of an older animal that's not edible, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah by a young animal. So, who are these veins? Since at the older, they get too hard to eat, so why does Rabbi Yechonon say now, you could eat them and be mekayim the mitzvah? Or Malay, so Rabbi Yechonon answers back, Tono, Hani Vuadim Lahanech. No, that's what our Mishnah at the end says, that Vuroshe Kenafayim, the Achsusim, it doesn't only mean these two cases. It means other ones also. Enechnam, it means veins also. Any type of a vein also would be edible later on, Ayadei Shlika. Of Azoi, Hani Mai Taima, what's the svar for these things? So Amesachli Beshara Goda Beshalko. Why do you say the top part of this bone and the ribs and the breast you could eat? Even though it's very hard, that there it says, because even though they get older, the animals, but you can cook that meat a lot, and if you cook it a lot, you make it edible. The same svar applies to these veins in the neck. True, they're hard veins, but I call upon them, if you cook them up a lot, you could make them edible. Since you could make them edible, it's bechlal the Mishnah that these things you could also be mekayim the mitzvah by a young korban pesach. Omalei Rabbi Yamila Rav Avin. So Rabbi Yamila told Rav Avin, when you go in front and you visit Rabbi Avua, Romile, ask him these questions. Did Rabbi Yechonon say this, that gidim shesayf and hakshis, that these veins in the neck, that eventually when the animal gets older, will become so hard, you won't be able to eat them later. Still right now when the animal is young, nimnim aleim a pesach, you're allowed to include yourself in the korban pesach. You're allowed to just eat these veins. And the mekayim the mitzvah, Alma, what do you see? Rabbi Yechonon says, Boser hashteras linen. We go boser the way it is right now. Since right now it's a young vein, the animal's young, the veins are edible, it's good. Ivo, boyim and Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. Resh Lakish asked this kashat Rabbi Yechonon, Gemara and Chulin. Resh Lakish asked Rabbi Yechonon. Or Horosh, what about the skin around the head? Shel Egal Arach, from a nice young calf. Mal Shiatama, what's the locha? That is Ava Din Tumor or not? Is it Makabo Tumor or not? Now the locha is only an Oichel is Makabo Tumor. Since the skin is edible, it's Makabo Tumor. If the skin is not edible, it's not Makabo Tumor. So Rashi says, Egal Arach, the first we overwrite it, Kozaman Shiyoni, Kozaman the animal is still nursing. V'yor Roishoi Rach, then the skin of its head is very soft. Mulginoi Soy Venechli Moi, your mom is created with the meat. So he asked the Mishaila, Mal Shitama Tumas Oichlin. Boser Ashtaz, what was the Shlokish Shaila? Do you go, Boser, right now? Right now the skin is very soft, it's edible. So Mela is called an Oichl, and therefore if a Sheretz touches it, it's Makabo Tuma. Umetami. Oi Boser Soifel, do we go, Boser? No. Look, if this animal will grow up, the skin on the face, on the head becomes very hard, it's not edible. Therefore, Vienna Matama. That's what Rashlokish Yesh Rav Yechonon. The yom aloy, you know what Rabbi Yochanan answered back? Ain't matama. Rabbi Yochanan answered back, no. This young skin now is not makabel tuma. Even though right now it's edible, right now you eat the skin with the meat, but since when the animal was vegetable would have grown up, on an older animal you don't eat the skin, you see you go bust a seifa. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan says by these veins, you could be makam the mitzvah's pesa. Go bust them now they're soft. Even though later they'll get too hard. He goes bust the way it is right now. So why does it say the skin of this of the head of an eagle is not makabel tuma? Alma bas seifas din. And the Gemara Amalei, so he answered back, the Rami Lecho, whoever asked this question, Lechosh Lekimchom, doesn't care about his flour. In other words, it's much like you're grinding flour and you don't know what type of flour you need. What does that mean? That Ohod de Bei Rabbi Yechen, Rabbi Yechen Taka was Chayzer over the end of Gemara in the Chulin, Lagarba de Resh Lakish. V'yomalei, Al Takni Tenish of Loshin, Yochan Adi Shoyin Oysa, Enech Nami, Rabbi Yechen Taka was Chayzer the end of Gemara. And he Taka holds that the skin of a soft calf, you go bosser right now. Since right now it is edible, it is makabel tuma. Rashi Ohod de Bei Rabbi Yechen, Miyad de Gid, no, forget, Rashi learns. Hey, so Ohod de Bei Rabbi Yechen, Miyad de Gid in Shasefon Hakshis. The I mean, the kasha was a good kasha, but Rabbi Yechon at the end of the Gemara was chayza for what he said over here. And he says that he goes vosa the way it is at the end. Since at the end the skin will become hard, it's not edible, it's not makabel tuma, and echnami. Who adin these gidim now, you're not allowed to eat them for the korban pesach. Even though right now the veins are soft, they're edible, but since when the animal gets older, they'll become very hard, the veins, it's not edible, you go bust a seifa, and you're not making the mitzvah. Vashin lem yod the orba roitiv. The chiposhet le Rabbi Yechon olam hi ein matam of yosra shlokish. Zid orba roitiv, utoni lo vazim lozim. Alma bost ashtav zinim, velmi Rabbi Yechon, and al tak zinim bost emishtah, shabalosh nyachlin nishay noisa. Alma mi kor Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon olay, a polik begidim seif lakshis. Vyitkod yechid hi, vada bey. Then he was chayza taker, and the b'yecha taker is moida, that you go boss the seifa. Therefore, there's no steer in the b'yecha.
Right, stop here.
You hold enough pay dalit. You're the bottom mishnah, second mishnah. Ha'ashoyver esetzen b'pesach. If somebody breaks the bone of a korban pesach ha'tohor, that the korban is a good korban, that you should be eating it, ha'reza loika boy. You get malchus for that. That's a lav ha'tohorah. Sarah says you're not allowed to break any one of the bones from the korban pesach. So if you break it and the korban is tohor, you get malchus. What about Abel HaMoiseh B'tohor? Somebody's over the Yisem Noiser, he leaves over the meat. He had a good tohor dika korban pesach. He should have eaten the meat, but he leaves it overnight. It becomes Noiser. The locher and hu adin v'hashoyver b'tomei. Let's say somebody has a korban pesach that's tomei. In other words, it's tomei. You're not allowed to eat the meat now. So if you break the bone from a korban, that's tamei, ain't a lekes aboyim. You do not get malchus. So the Mishnah says these last two cases you don't get malchus. If you leave over meat overnight, that the meat becomes nicer, even though you did a lav. The Torah says don't leave it over. If you leave it over, though, you don't get malchus. We'll have to see in the Gemara why we don't get malchus. And the second chiddush is if you have this korban pesach that's tamei that you can't eat the meat anyway. So since you can't eat the meat, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Hey, there's only a lav of the Torah, you can't break the bone of a korban pesach that you can eat. But if it's tumah, you can't eat it, there's no lav. There's no issue with the raisa. The Torah says, Bishleimai, it's understandable, moiser b'tor. If you leave over meat overnight, the korban was tor, you were supposed to eat it, the meat, and you didn't, you did a lav, you left it overnight. I understand why you don't get malchus. You know why? This Tanya, we learned in the raisa. The Pasuk says, loisai siru mimenu ad boiker. You're not allowed to leave over any meat from the korban pesach until the next morning. And if somebody does this aveira and leaves it over to the next morning, the terrorist says, "What? Beish tisroif? You're supposed to burn it. But there's a mitzvah saseh now to burn the meat." So we say, "Bo hakos of litin essay acha loisaseh." The pasuk is coming now to teach us that there's a mitzvah essay to burn this meat after you did the loisaseh. Now, what does this mean? Loimar to teach us shein loike. You do not get malchus. This is called the klal of a lav hanitikli asay. The Torah says a lav here, don't leave it overnight. And right away the Torah says a mitzvah essay to do something. We say if you do the essay, you burn the meat. The essay is monotic, takes away the lav, and you don't get malchus. That's called the lav hanitikli asay. Just like by Gezel. If you steal, there's an essay right away, heshev as a gzela, return it. So if you return it, you don't get malchus. or even if you don't return it, since there's an essay that's called a lava nitil gasei, you don't get malchus. Divir Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda's svara. That's why he says by noisi you don't get malchus, because the Torah says right away do the essay, so you, if the essay is menatek the lav. Reb Yaakov Vayim, a different reason why you don't get malchus. He says, Loi min Hashem Huzeh. This is not the reason why we don't get malchus for leaving over the meat overnight. Ela, the reason is, Mishum Dehevelei Lav Shein by Maisa. It's a lav that you're not doing any action to it. Any time to get malchus, you have to do a lav that you do action. You have to do a Maisa. Like Lamashu, we learn out, the classical lav that you get malchus is, Loi Sachsim B'Shor B'Dishoim. B'Shas, you're working with the animal, and you're working with him, and he's plowing for you, you're not allowed to muzzle his mouth. So that's doing a maisa. You are muzzling his mouth while he's doing malocha. That's the lav. And right away the Torah says, Aboyim nakenu, you get malchus. So we learn out from that lav, that's where the Torah says malchus, it has to be doimed to that lav that you're doing a maisa. But here, what's the avera? That you're leaving over the meat, you're not eating it. You didn't do any action. Faket, the avera is by not doing anything. So therefore you don't get malchus. To have the lav, shein by maisa. V'yein leikinol, you don't get malchus. That's pshat in the first part of the Mishnah, why it says if you leave over the noisi, you don't get malchus for one of these two reasons. But the last chiddush of the Mishnah, that if you take a korban pesach, the bone, and you break it, we say you don't get malchus if the korban is tummy, if you can't eat the meat. How do I know that? Here you're doing a churam isa, you're breaking the bone. So why don't you get malchus? The Yom HaKruah, the pshat is, the Torah says, v'etzem lo sishbru boy. You're not allowed to break a bone from the Korban Pesach. So idashin bo means boy be kosher, vloy be posel. Only if the Korban is kosher, that you're supposed to go and eat the meat, the Torah says, like, eat the meat and don't break the bone. But let's say the meat is already tamei, that you're not allowed to eat it, so therefore there's no lav in breaking the bone. That's what the Tanav al Mishnah holds. If you can't eat the meat, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Tana Rabbon. Here we have a price now. Come, Tana Rabbon. Rabbon taught us. The pasuk says, "V'etzem leisishbru boy." You're not allowed to break a bone from a korban pesach. So we dashin boy b'kosher v'lo b'posel. Only a korban that's kosher, that you're allowed to eat the meat. Then the Torah says you're not allowed to break its bone. But if you have a korban that's posel, there's no aver. You're allowed to break the bone. That's the Tana Kama. Rebbe Yoimer bebayis echad yoichel. The pasuk says you're supposed to eat the whole korban in one bayis, in one house. Then the end of the pasuk says v'etzem leisishbru boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach. So Rebbe holds the drasha like this: Kol haroyil lachila. Anytime you're allowed to eat the meat, yesh by mishum shviras etzem. Then there's a lav. You're not allowed to break the bone of this korban, since you're allowed to eat the meat is royil lachila. What about the v'shein royil lachila? Let's say something happened to the meat that the meat now is not edible. The meat became tamei. You can't eat the meat. Is ain by mishum shviras etzem. Then there's no lav, there's no lav to break the bone. Then you're allowed to break the bone. So the chazon, the question is, my benayu, what's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rebbe? The Chur, they're both saying the same thing. The Tanakhama also says, boy b'kosher v'lay b'posel. He says it's only a lav if you break the bone from a korban kosher. From a korban posel, there's no lav. And that's what Rebbe is saying. Rebbe is saying that there's only a lav if it's royal achila. If it's not royal achila, there's no lav. So the Chur, they're both saying the same thing. So what's the difference? And the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pesach habo betumi kebenayu. There's an afkamina. Let's say rova the tzibur, most of the people are tummy. So the locher is a korban Pesach you're allowed to bring betumi. Since most people are tummy, you're allowed to bring it. So here's an afkamina. Laman the yom kosher loy tatanakama that says there's only a lav if the korban is kosher. Ho,